Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who you are!
Yeah! NFC North champions, everybody.
Vision winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team ain't ours. The pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all. To demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. You brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
Welcome in on this Thursday evening. This is the All Grit Podcast. I am the humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me by the stat guy, Clay. How you doing tonight, Clay?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Good to be back. Good to be back.
And this is a special episode. We're going to be doing a Behind Enemy Lions episode. And we brought in our good Urlacher friend here. If you're watching on YouTube, he's throwing the Urlacher jersey up. Mr. Karsten Harris, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, guys? It's an honor to be on the podcast. This is awesome.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you. So a little bit about Sunday. We are friends until Sunday. Correct. Correct. So what brings you on the pod, man? I see that you are wearing a jersey that's unlike ours. Tell our listeners a little bit about how a Michigan boy like yourself got to be a Chicago Bears fan.
Well, much like you, I'm from the wrong side of Michigan, right?
Yeah.
But actually, my mom's from Chicago. I actually live in New York for the past 20 years plus, but stay true to being a Bears fan. I was born in 1985, and there's a picture of my family watching the Super Bowl. I was like 3 months old or 4 months old, and there's a picture of me with this little Bears bandana on. There's a little feather sticking out of it, cheering the Bears on to their most recent Super Bowl. And since I'm free, it's kind of a sad thing to say, but I am talking to Lions fans, so it's all good.
Oh,
we all know. No offense. We know it is. My mom's from Chicago, so I've been living in New York for 20 years, but I try to keep the home fires burning.
Interesting. I did not know that your mom. So my dad was born in Chicago as well. Big Polish side of Chicago down there. My grandpa had all the kids over there, and they just kind of immigrated over to the side of the lake, you know, right in that area. So I just, yep. Honestly, my parents weren't even really big football fans. I just kind of picked it up myself and was addicted to the Barry Sanders days. So there's my upbringing about the Lions. So even though we were on this side, you were still, your heart was still there.
Oh yeah, definitely. So until I was 18, we lived in Michigan. But I would always, you know, gravitate towards, you know, the Chicago Cubs broadcast on the radio, Bears broadcast on the radio, because that's what came. That's what we could listen to. So.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you guys were only, what, an hour and a half away from Chicago? Maybe two? Yeah.
Yeah. No, less than that. Yeah.
Yeah. You were a lot closer. All right, Clay. So we're gonna roast this guy today with some questions. We have an awesome game coming up Sunday, 1 p.m. Ford Field. Lions hosting the Chicago Bears. So first of all, before we can even get into that, we need our listeners need to know, as a Bears slappy that you call yourself, what are your thoughts on this Monday night game versus the Vikings?
Yeah, so I was having a real good time up until about like 9:45, maybe 10 o'clock, and then it all tanked. I watched
Bear down.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. You know, it's funny. I got myself all hyped up. I watched all the videos on YouTube, all the previews on YouTube, and watched all these different quarterbacks breaking it down. And I'm thinking, hey, we got, you know, this is looking good. This is looking good. I even watched these stupid like guys out there like playing simulations of the game on whatever their favorite like NFL game is. And I'm thinking, hey, maybe there's a little bit of room for optimism in my heart. You know, first drive, I'm like, okay, this is looking good. Right. Second drive, we could have been better. The game rolls on. You see what's happening. You see Caleb missing the wide open throws over the middle of the field. You see him, you know, sadly, and you see just the team reverting back to what we saw last year. I mean, yeah, we've replaced an inefficient coach with the hottest new coach you could get. Thank you, Lions fans, for now. And it was like, we're seeing the same thing. We give away a game in the end of it. It's like, frankly, last year we had the Lions on the ropes twice and we gave it away. And that's what we did with the Vikings. So my apologies to the rest of the NFC North for letting JJ McCarthy dominate the storylines for his super awesome, you know, he wins his debut. Magnificent. Yeah. Brilliant. Now,
as Lions and Bears fans, that's kind of what we want. We want JJ to be overconfident. We want him to be the NFC Player of the Week. See what he does with it.
Yeah. Which he was. Yeah.
It was hard to fall asleep on Monday night.
Oh, dude.
We've been there.
So your Monday night, because like for our listeners, he's like right across the street from Patterson. He lives right there. So I remember, and I've said this on this podcast before, I was in Patterson out at section 18 when the miracle in Motown happened. We were sitting on the Murphy bed and Monday night football game or Sunday night, whatever it was. And Aaron Rodgers just throws that Hail Mary. And I'm like watching at the end of my Murphy bed and he catches it. And I'm just sitting there like, so yeah, there's been a lot of tears shed in the old Patterson area of our football teams. No doubt.
It's true. Reminds me of last year. How could we forget the Fail Mary in Washington?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
So I was in Italy with my in-laws, my wife. We were on a 50th anniversary trip. So it was night. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. And I'm the one that's sitting up watching this football game. And I burst into the bedroom of the Airbnb we're staying at when the touchdown scored. And I'm like silent dancing because my in-laws are in the room next door. And I'm like running up and down. And like my wife wakes up. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, they scored a touchdown. The game's over.
Remind our listeners, how many seconds were on the clock when you were doing all that?
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't. I thought you did. There was a good maybe 12 seconds.
Yeah, that's all right. Literally, minutes later, I with the vigor that I busted into the room, the equal amount of just full defeatism just poured out.
And you're in Italy, so the next day you're like, yay, Italy. Woohoo, yay, cool.
Oh, I didn't care. I was like, can you put me on the plane home now, please? Listen, I say all that to say we all know our share of heartache, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yep. And Bears, for my whole life and Clay's whole life, you know, it's always been the Packers that have owned us. The Bears, I feel like we split. I feel like we split with the Vikings and Bears a little bit. Maybe the Bears have owned us a little bit more, I would say, over the years. But it seems like recently, right, the past 4 years, we've had our good share of getting back, getting the comeuppings. So let's talk about this week then. So once again, Sunday, 1 p.m., you guys roll in. Clay has got one question for you that all of us want to know. Clay, hit him with it.
So you're watching the game Monday. So as you're watching the game Monday and you see a perfect a perfect half of football. And then the second half of football is something totally different. So as Bears fans, what's the real Bears team? Is it the first half or is it the second half?
You know, I think, okay, myself included, I think a lot of Bears fans like wanted to hit the panic button after the end of the game, right? whereas we were jubilant after the first half. I do think that after a few days, and some of the blogs I've been reading and just some of the articles of some of the, you know, the people, the writers that I follow, everyone kind of has this kind of consistent idea of, hey, you know what? It wasn't actually that bad. There was a few bad calls, and I don't like to blame the officials for a lost game. You cannot blame the officials for a lost game because I think human error and officiating is part of the game. But there was definitely some questionable calls that led to direct points from the Vikings. Still, mm-hmm. Bears got to execute. But when you're giving a team five downs, right. You know, when you give them an extra stop, there's going to be consequences for that. But all that being said is, I think that the Bears' first half is what they can be, and the second half is what we're all afraid that they will be.
Right.
But the first half, I think the first half is what they will be because I think Ben Johnson is going to figure it out. I think he's going to learn. He owned his mistakes in the press conferences. You know, last year, the coaching staff would blame everybody else. Ben Johnson owned it. He's like, no, that's on me. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, I respect that. He owns it. He's going to learn from it. He's a new head coach. Everybody learns. My cautiously optimistic thing is that the first half Bears are the real Bears.
Mm. Well, while you were talking, it really reminded me of exactly the same vibe that's over here in Michigan, Detroit area, yeah. More importantly, is like, it. As soon as the game was over, it was like, this cannot be real. And then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, now it's Thursday. The calm has set in, and a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, minus that first half, the second half, the Packers only threw the ball six times, so they stopped the run, blah, 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 all this stuff, and now the optimism is starting to build again before Sunday's game. So we're both in the same boat. Were you kind of hearing the same thing, Clay, on this side?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, they – I mean, I think – Our offensive coordinator, in my opinion, just needs to be on the field. I think a lot of people are saying But also, he's just over answering Green Bay questions, and it's Thursday. Hey, people are talking about his short answers today, but dude, it's Thursday. It's under the Bears, man. Just forget about the Green Bay game. It was a loss.
Yeah,
and here's my thought too: I hate losing, but a loss is a loss. But when you have when you lose the way we did, it stunk. But then you see how Baltimore lost. Like, it's like, hey, like.
Or the Bears. Throw them in there. I
mean, like, that's like, okay. Like, we lost because nothing went right.
Right.
And then you have a perfect half or a perfect three quarters and a half of a quarter and then fumble it. It's like a different. Exactly what King Henry was in his interview was just the guy ran for 200 yards and two touchdowns and he was devastated. So.
Right. Yeah,
and we're just like, hey, we can't be any worse. I really believe that. So let's go.
Right.
Can I ask you something? Wait, you think the offensive coordinator should be on the field? Not up
I
the
do. I do.
Isn't That's it better to be in the booth?
That's just my take.
Okay.
I just like how hey, you're down there with the offensive line. You can talk to Goff personally. You get the feel from the people of the stadium. Like if it's fourth and two and you feel the crowd. I don't know, but that's just my thought. I like him on the field, but it's different.
Just to let Karsten in on a little insight of what's going on over here in Detroit, dude, you would not understand the amount of phone calls into the Detroit radio stations this week about that exact sentiment about these fans thinking that because he's not on the field, that's why our offense couldn't put anything together. And
I just want him on the field. I just feel more comfortable. But
the hosts of the show are all like, so every defensive coordinator, every offensive coordinator that's sitting up in that booth. Now, not every team does it, but a lot of them do. So, you know, they have problems. You're looking at, I mean, Steve Spagnuolo's on the ground, but I mean, you can just think of all the times they pan to the top and they see defensive coordinators up there pumping their fists. They want, but dude, Detroit is in such a panic right now because you go 15-2 last year. You're the best team. And then everyone and their mom is talking about Ben Johnson in Chicago. And it's just like after that appearance, after that game, now the whole state is like, oh no, are they right? Are people finally right? Was it all Ben Johnson? And so that's been the whole, I mean, it's beyond, I mean,
It's ridiculous.
People coming out of the woodworks with excuses.
And here's the last consolation for you guys.
The last 2 years, Lions have had two epic wins to start the season, which really ignites your season. Like, you beat Kansas City, you annihilate Kansas City stat wise. The scoreboard doesn't say that, but you run through Kansas City at Kansas City. And then the whole storyline is, did you get lucky against Matthew Stafford? But then Stafford comes in, first game of the year, wild card rematch, and you beat him in overtime. But you follow that, those two epic wins, with losses. You still are 1-1. We beat Chicago, we're 1-1. Just calm down, guys. We didn't start the way we did last year or the year before, but it's week one. Calm down. We're good.
So I think that's what Carson, you're feeling the same thing, Carson, the 1-1.
I have a question for you guys. Like,
isn't your podcast. Okay. We ask the questions around here. Go ahead.
Viva las the questions. No, I thought about that. I knew I was going to get shot down for that. No. So which 0-2 team is really going to be feeling the panic now at the end of this week? Cause we're going to have an 0-2 team in the NFC North.
Right. Right. Both.
Doesn't matter.
If it's the Lions.
Who would you guys play week three?
Jeez.
Man,
I bet it's not as tough as who we're playing in week three.
Exactly. So
Baltimore.
Oh man.
Yeah. So
the Bears playing the Lions is like the worst possible thing this week. I mean, Campbell already said it's a must win for the Lions. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, we got the Cowboys. We're good.
Cowboys gave Philly everything.
Cowboys, as usual, are a farce.
So listen. I'm glad you brought the Cowboys up. On the radio today, I heard that the Chicago Bears are the Dallas Cowboys of the NFC North.
Oh, man.
But can you debate it? They always have. Is there a debate?
Chicago Bears. No, the Chicago Bears are like Brian Urlacher with hair. It's not real. And that's been that way for decades. Sorry, that's awesome. I got the jersey, but you know.
No,
also that's good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, I like it. All right. So you mentioned, go ahead, Clay. You had something?
No, I'm good. No, you're good.
Okay. You mentioned Ben Johnson earlier. So I kind of wanted to just get your thoughts on Ben Johnson and how you think the first game went compared to, this week coming up. Any first initial thoughts? I mean, you've had them all off season, but what do you think now?
Oh, you're talking about me. Sorry. I was like,
we've had Ben Johnson for 4 years.
This is a question for me. I'm like, well, let me think about this.
You know what? I think he's a big piece. All right. But your thoughts?
You know what? I think he's motivated, right? You see him on the field. You see like the way he trained. You see, you know, in all of training camp, I love the accountability. And you know, those players, they wanted. Eberflus was like the bumbling, like happy, like, you know, whatever you guys want to do, I'm good with it. Yeah, okay, sounds good. Yeah, no, you did good. It's not our fault we lost.
Right.
But Ben Johnson is like the exact opposite. He's like, no, you got to get down to business. You got to do your work.
Yeah.
He's a field marshal.
He's a disciplinarian for sure.
I'd love to know his, like, you know, personality type. But I think that method is going to have success. You know, the Lions showed it had success. We don't have Sonic and Knuckles. We've got, you know, Taylor Swift or what is it? No, DeAndre Swift. Sorry.
You had Knuckles, but then.
You had Knuckles. I was going to say.
We did. Isn't that funny? The Chiefs have got Taylor Swift or the NFL. But
yeah,
I mean, you know, we don't have some of the players that the Lions have, but I think Ben Johnson is going to get the best out of his players. And I really think the Bears are going to have a winning season, and I still think they're going to be in the playoffs.
Okay. So they're calling a playoff appearance. That now we're not getting into bold takes yet, bro. But that's pretty bold.
That's not a bold take, nah.
Especially when they're going to start. Who are they playing their fourth game there right after Dallas?
Do you happen to pull that up? Hey, we take it 1 week at a time. That's the NFL.
I was going to say, well, your first quarter, you're already going to be 0-3 at least going into your fourth game. So
wow, okay. Very nice. I mean, we have the Raiders for the fourth week, so that's kind of good.
All right, you'll be 1-3. There you go.
Yeah, and then we have the Commanders rematch of that.
Mm.
Oof, that's 1-4.
Well, where's it at? Is it in Chicago?
No, it's in Washington. Man, I should go to that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. How far are you from Washington?
5 hours.
You could do that. You could do that. So listen, you have any more questions about Lions? Because I kind of like that you're giving it to us. Maybe some of our listeners want to know our thoughts on how we're feeling about this game.
I do. Yeah. I want to know, like, you know, offense and defense obviously did, but neither showed up, but like based on what you saw in training camp and based on what you guys saw in the preseason, like what do you think is going to happen on? I want to know what you guys think is going to happen on Sunday.
I'll go first and I'll get to my bold take later, but it's going to go right into my bold take. But I think Demo is going to start the game and they're going to run it down Bears' throats the first drive. And then I don't want to get too far in my bold take, but I think it's just he's going to give it to Demo, man, and just let him. So many games last year that we've either Gibbs was out, I think it was against the Bucks, and he just, maybe it was a couple of years ago, but they just give it to Demo and just pound it.
Yeah.
And I think that's how the game's going to start for Lions offense.
Demo's my brother-in-law's name. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Demo? Oh, yeah, it is.
It's like you keep saying that.
Lions take the ball first. Lions will take the ball first, get the momentum, drive down the football field, get 7, and go from there.
Well, what if the Bears choose to receive, Clay?
Then,
I mean, you got a lot of bold takes. All right, so repeat the question, Karsten.
Yeah, so again, like, what do you see happening on Sunday? You know, based on what you saw and what you're hoping to see, what you think the Lions are, what's going to happen on Sunday?
So I'm hoping that we see the exact 100% opposite of what we saw last Sunday. When I say that, just for Bears fans that may be listening to this or other fans, when I say that there's only been 3 games in 3 years where the Lions did not show up. 2 years ago, they did not show up against Baltimore. Or was that last year?
That was 2 years
ago. 2023. Yep. And then another game was the Carolina Panthers. They just completely just got.
That was on a random. That was a Saturday game too, and that was just like, ugh.
Very random. Very random. But anyway, that was a. So Dan Campbell has an amazing record coming off of a loss. I think he's 10-0 coming off of a loss or something like that. You can double check me, Clay. But yeah, it's nuts. So I'm thinking, just like he said, we're going to go back to running the ball. There was so many offensive lineman issues with our game. We're starting a rookie. We have a 2-year guy that started 3 games last year and a brand new center. We lost Frank Ragnow, our all pro, and we have Graham Glasgow, who's a 9-year vet. So I say all that to say they were so off on Sunday. If you listen to our last episode, we broke down a picture on the 1-yard line where 2 offensive linemen, you have the center and the guard, go opposite ways and left the Packers tackle one-on-one with David Montgomery on the 1-yard line. That kind of stuff was happening all the time. So we're going to get back to the basics, learn who you're blocking. And that's what Clay is saying. We're going to go for we're going to try to get a dub anyway. So let's go right into the prediction score then. So we'll keep Karsten. We'll keep the Bear for last. Clay, what's your prediction before we get into the bold take? Just your prediction for the score.
Lions 31-13.
Dang, he don't even play. Karsten.
Do you want like the Homer estimation or do you want like what
I want, because we're going to bring this up on Monday. And if you win, then we send you a bottle. So it's a, you know.
Oh, snap.
This is the All Grip podcast.
I thought you said bro. I was going last.
Okay, that's true. Let me go. Wow, 31. Jeez. I will say it's going to be a close game, actually. I'm going to say 28-24. Lions.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'll be heartbreaking. Almost the exact same loss as Monday. I'm going to say 31-27 Bears. I think the Bears make a last-minute comeback. I think Caleb gets his chance for a 2-minute drive and scores a touchdown to win it.
Ooh, that would be heartbreaking.
Yeah, that would be.
I'm sorry to say. Listen, now it's fun to have this podcast because I'll be happy for you if I'm wrong.
Why is that?
I won't be that happy, though.
Sure. All right. So go ahead, Clay.
No, I'm.
Okay, I thought you were saying something.
No, no.
So, all right, last but not least, let's get into the bold takes. Now, this is where we get crazy. So, one bold take that you think will happen. Now, this is actually where the bottle and the scoreboard comes on. So, at the end of the year, whoever has the most bold takes, we normally do this with our whole crew. We have a sheet of paper here with all of our bold takes. So, it's got to be bold and it's got to hit. I'll start with Adrian. He sent his in. His bold take is Tesla triples his receiving yards from 13 yards to 40 yards this game.
Hey,
now you might be thinking, how is a receiver getting 40 yards a bold take? I asked him that and he goes, bro, that's bold. A rookie in his second game ever in the NFL with target shares in Laporta, St. Brown, J-Mo, Gibbs, Wright, Khalif Raymond, and Monty. So, I say all that to say Adrian's on the board with 40 receiving yards from Tesla.
Just boiling hot take there. Yeah.
Yep. All right, Adrian, we got you. All right, Clay, let's say you hot, bold take.
Well, if that's bold, golf throws a pass.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I am going 2 rushing touchdowns by Knuckles.
Ooh.
Followed by a branch turnover, whether it be a fumble recovery or interception, but Branch will get his turnover back from last week against Green Bay. He wants that boy back. Okay. So
you're doing a little parlay.
Yeah.
2 rushing touchdowns for Demo. Actually, it doesn't even have to be a rushing, bro. If he gets 2 touchdowns.
Okay. I'll take it. Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll take that. All right.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, Karsten, I'm saving mine for last. What is your bold take?
I got a parlay. I got a parlay.
Okay.
Because it's not a bold take if it's not 2. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it could be 40 yards. You guys are
fans of the parlays. I know you're fans of the parlays. All right. So, Colston Loveland scores his first touchdown. And Jalen Johnson gets his first interception.
Of the year.
Loveland, first touchdown of his career.
Got it.
Jalen Johnson, first interception.
Got it. Johnson.
Oh, man.
I'm interception. That is a bold take. You know what? There can only be, I don't think there's anything bolder than that besides what you're about to hear right now. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
With the second game of the Detroit Lions. The bold take from Caleb Annual is there will be thrown an interception by both starting quarterbacks. Is that bold?
Yeah. I like it.
Dude.
I mean, it's more bold. But yeah, I like it.
Two interceptions?
Yep.
Honestly, I'm calling one on.
Caleb threw 6 last year. He's not an interception quarterback, so I think that is
that's
a bold
right.
take. Call both.
That's
yeah.
right.
No, that's a bold take.
Did he throw one?
Pick on Monday, right?
No.
See?
Yep.
Super. Ever I think the defense, yeah, because I'm kind of with Clay. I'm like, Branch or Kirby, they're gonna try to keep him in the pocket. That's what I heard this week. They're not trying to let him scramble. So they're just going to kind of press. They're not going to let him get out. So between Goff and Williams, I think there's going to be 2 picks there.
Okay.
2 turnovers.
Yep.
All right. So, Karsten, thank you for joining. You want to shout out or free sponsor your what do you do for work, bro? Shout out your business right now.
Oh, sure. I do video production. We do video production all over the country, make short films, make documentaries, advertisements, whatever businesses need. It's called The Scene Lab, Scene Lab Productions. What we do.
And where can they get a hold of you? Online?
It is thescenelab.com.
Okay. You on socials or anything?
Scene Lab Pro, social media.
Ooh. See? I'm glad I asked all these questions, man. You gotta get all this.
Shout out. But most of all, I'm shouting out Juneshine for the excellent margarita.
well, I'm about to go get mine for the evening.
Great to be on the podcast. Thanks, guys. This is awesome.
Karsten, thank you for joining the All Grit podcast. We truly appreciate you getting on here just talking for about 30 minutes. We have a good game coming up on Sunday, boys. So may the better team win. And all of you out there, You know where we're at, All Grit Podcast. Find us on iHeart, Apple, Amazon, Spotify. And please leave us a little green daddy, a little green back, so we can keep pumping these episodes out for you. With that all said, this is the All Grit Podcast. We out.